Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Coach Lindy Ruff is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Catholic Health. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Now, with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We'll get to the Sabres head coach in just a moment. The Sabres fall to Montreal. Their win streak is snapped. It's obviously a very disappointing loss. We'll check the standings very quickly because, you know, proper context. You know, say it's coping with a loss, you can. They are 1 point out of a wild card spot, and there are 66 games remaining.
Okay.
Years past, we would have been like, it'd be nice to be 1 point out with 20 games remaining to have a chance. It's 66 games. A lot of games left, a lot of season left. And that's where they stand right now, sitting with 15 points in 16 games. We'll go to the Western Hotline and check in with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, get updates on injuries, maybe also check in on things. Are. Lindy, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. How are you today?
I'm well, gentlemen. How are you?
All right. Do you have an update on the health, the status, the potential timeline of any kind about Tage Thompson and or Matias Samuelsson?
I do not. Both players will be evaluated later this morning, seeing our doctors. So I'll have an update after probably 12 o'clock. But that doesn't help you guys a lot.
What about Luukkonen? I know I saw your comments after yesterday, and he didn't play the third period, that he'd been dealing with an ailment. So does that sound like something that might be more minor for Luukkonen at this point?
Yeah, it was definitely minor in a situation where I thought just my decision to take him out and make sure that something worse doesn't happen with him.
With regard to Tage, Lindy, you know, again, you don't have the update yet. We'll maybe get that a little bit later today. How about the state of his game? Last year we had seen a version of Thompson that he'd been playing maybe a nagging injury, and to this point in the season, it sure looks like we'd seen the old Tage. Joe and I have been saying that a few times throughout the season. Like, he is in peak form heading into yesterday, at least, and up until he left.
Yeah, he really has played well. If you look at his total game from his play away from the puck to, what he's done with scoring the goals and being in on a lot of big goals for us. Skating really well. His attention to detail away from the puck has been really good. I think that, you know, when your defensive game and your play away from the puck is good, you feel good about your game. And you know that on the offensive side, you can make things happen with just the talent you have. And you look at the goal he scored last night, there's not a lot of players that can take it to the front of the net like he did at his size. And you look at the goal at the time, you know, we'd given up a goal, and then he responded by coming right back and scoring a big goal for us. So he really has his game in a great place.
When it comes to Samuelsson, did you get enough to see of him to, I don't know, see if the message gotten through? Or in a couple games in the press box, he said he had to kind of elevate his play. I don't know if you felt like through the limited time he was out there, you got to see anything different in his game.
Yeah, there really wasn't enough time. You know, I think when you look at a player's game or you review his game, you know, you review the whole package, and we basically got a little bit more than a period out of him. But it worked extremely hard in practice, and you know, we were hoping we were going to get the player we thought he could be. And I know we've talked about, you know, elevating play and just the standard of play. And he understands where that's at, and he was going to get back in the lineup and try to provide that for us.
In regard to yesterday's game, Lindy, when an injury, especially to Tage, a player of that magnitude leaves your lineup early on like that, how much does that throw off the game plan, the line combinations in an individual game, like right there in the moment when it happens?
Well, you know, I can just say this. It obviously, you have to make adjustments. Every team, you know, has to make adjustments. And you want to become a team that becomes really good at overcoming hard moments in the game. So we lose a top goal scorer. We lose a defenseman. It's an opportunity for another player to step up. We elevated the Cousins to that line. So you look at now, all of a sudden, every line has changed. It's just the details that go into it. You know, and we got to become a better team at overcoming those tough moments. I think if you even go back to the Calgary game, you know, we gave up late goals that allowed Calgary to get back in the game, and you got to overcome that. You get into overtime, and we took a tough penalty, but overcoming that means we killed a penalty off. That allowed us to win the game in a shootout, and those are the types of moments that build character for your team, and you got to move forward. We play so many games in such a small amount of time. You really can't. You can't dwell on the tough moments. You got to learn from them. You've got to learn to overcome them. You got to become better just because of the hard moments inside of a game.
Lindy, there's plenty of youth on this team. Do you think of it as a young team?
We have plenty of youth that has plenty of game experience. That we still have to become better. And if you look inside of a game, what I'm talking to become better with, sometimes we have to be smarter. Sometimes we just have to work harder in a shorter period of time. So sometimes youth, I could give you the example of the Calgary goal where we're tracking back, and I'll use Krebs for an example. He's tracking back as hard as he can. He goes at the guy really hard. He's working as hard as he possibly can. He's pursuing the guy. He probably pursued him too hard. You know, maybe it's like setting the edge in football. You know, you go really hard, but you didn't do your job. Mm-hmm. You know, he went really hard. He rolled off the guy. The guy was able to make a play. If he went into that play smarter, a little bit more under control, that player that had the puck would have never made the next play. So you can't criticize him for the work he put in that play. We just, in some plays inside of a game, you have to learn from that play. You got to move on. You look at the goal where we are a little disorganized inside our defensive zone, and our goalie was screened in a third period. It wasn't because of the work we did. It was in the desperation. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, Cousin wanted to block a shot. He went down. Their defenseman, great move, hung onto the puck. And if we don't go down and we stay in control and we stay in the lane, there's an opportunity there to kill that play. So it wasn't from lack of work or lack of caring or lack of desperation. It just sometimes we have to be a little bit smarter inside of a game. And I think that's the growth with what you would say maybe guys that have 100 games, 200 games, 300 games. And the guys that have more games or have the ability to put that play behind them and move on and get ready to win the next play inside of a game, which is usually your next shift.
Would you say, Lindy, the same line of thinking on penalties late in games? You mentioned the Calgary game. There's Dahlin takes an elbow yesterday. The LA game earlier in the year. And there's been a few. Would you kind of correlate those two things, what you were just talking about, plus penalties?
That those are two great examples. Just smarter. An example of being smarter sometimes inside of a game, there are things that are going to go wrong. You may take a cheap shot. You may get involved with the player. But the trade-off can't be let your emotions get in the way. And I think we see that in
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to use foot on the 15-yard penalty for going after the quarterback or hitting a guy outside the sidelines or at a crucial time inside the game. We have some penalties at crucial times in the game that we have to be smarter. It's a combination of smarter and sometimes, you know, just working smarter. But that discipline is the discipline you need in a season where you're playing 82 games. It's the difference of, you know, winning 40 or winning 50. You need to win 50 or close to 50 to be in the playoffs. And you think about it, that's, you know, 10 games, that's 8 games, something like that in a 2-game season. And it's the things right there that matter the most.
You know, as you mentioned, smarter there, and Joe mentions the penalty that Darlene took. It's maybe the second or third time this year that he's been the one to take that penalty. And I wonder what the context is of the captain being the one that's making that mistake in that moment.
Yeah, it's just something that he's going to have to get over. It's repeated now. It's something that in his DNA. And part of the DNA is his emotion is running really high. Part of that DNA was, you know, wiring that slap shot on the power play that says, you know, we're going to make sure we get in this game, we win this game. But at the same time, that type of DNA is hurting him. So it's something that mentally he has to get past. We have to help him get past that. As the captain of the team, you're the leader. You're the guy that, you know, sets the tone. So it's something in Dahl's case that he knows he has to be better. He knows he can't take that situation. But there are, you know, every player has a trigger. Can you control that trigger, whether it's an emotional trigger, physical, at a key moment? And, you know, that's what I'm talking about. You know, we have to be able to conquer those hard moments. That is a moment that he has to let go. And he's going to have to learn to let go. He hasn't been able to do it yet, but I think I would rather have a player full of emotion than try to teach emotion or get involved. So it's something that we definitely need to work on as a team, and Raz knows he needs to work on as a player.
As you say all that, Lindy, like, you know, I think a person watching might think, oh, the coach has got to let him know he really messed up. But from the sound of it, it sounds like you're saying he knows that. And your role here is, of course, to make sure it doesn't happen or try not to get it to happen anymore, but get him on the right mindset so that it doesn't, rather than any sort of discipline or sort of, you know, screaming at him about it.
Well, he knows. You know, I think if you harbor too long, or, you know, I just think the negative energy, like I'm asking the players to bring energy and enthusiasm every shift. That goes for all of us. That goes for the coaches. That goes for the players. Now, if I harbor on negative energy and I start screaming and yelling about every play in the game, that's counterproductive to what I'm telling the players and what we want to be. Again, I'll say it's something that we've got to be able to, as a team, every player, learn to control and learn to move on. Because there's so many shifts inside of a game, there's so many games inside of a week that we can't live in the past.
While we're on Dahlin, Lindy, where do you feel like his game is in general? The slow start to the year, the injury. He's putting the points up at least, but where do you feel like the game is overall with him right now?
I really think he's getting his game into a great place. His skating and I know and you guys probably don't know the depths of what he was dealing with, but he struggled with the injury he was dealing with early in the year. It really affected his game. I think he's got his game in a great place. He's trying to be a difference maker inside of a game. He has been able to be a difference maker. But he spent time catching up to, you know, the pace that we want to play at and being involved, whether it's defensively or offensively, on how we need to play shift in, shift out. But I really think he's getting his game in a great place.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff on the Western Hotline. Lindy, last time we asked you about Zach Benson, you kind of jumped in and said, I love this kid. You know, I could sense a good enthusiasm about him as a young player. And he had a couple of really nice games this week, was a big part of your wins. You know, it I feel like it was nice to see him out there and maybe drove home just, you know, we don't know the extent of injury that a guy is dealing with, but seeing him back in normal form, I feel like drove that home for people watching.
Yeah, you know what, and I'll share this because it doesn't have to be a secret. I mean, he was dealing with an ankle injury, and I think an ankle injury is probably one of the worst things to deal with when you're a hockey player. You know, you're getting on your edges all the time, and that, which I think was one of his strengths, it really hurts. It hurts anybody's game. So he was trying to play through it. There was lots of examples where I didn't think he was near the player he needed to be, and he agreed. And that's the reason for shutting him down and trying to get him to where he's at now, which I think he's got his game, you know, close to where I think everybody saw it even before I was here. And he's a highly competitive player. His hockey IQ is really good. He makes a lot of plays and in those tight areas of the ice, and he's going to be an important piece for us for sure.
Looking at some of the results recently, Lindy, it was 3 losses, 3 wins, 3 losses. Is there anything, if that becomes a trend, especially more through the season, is there anything you could take from that if the results start kind of looking that way where it's a little bit more streaky?
You know, give our club, again, credit for dealing with hard moments. We've dealt with hard moments. I think when you start the season the way we did, and should have won the Los Angeles game, but it... to overcome that, put a little run together, go through another hard moment. You know, nobody wants to see that. I think the reason the streak one direction or another is you get really consistent with your player. You've been able to take advantage of the other team's tough moments inside of a game. And I think we have to become a team that says, let's not lose 2 in a row. Let's not lose. Let's take a lot of pride in not losing 2 games in a row. So we have the opportunity on Thursday to, you know, shut this off at one game and get back on a run again.
And then a trip out west, big trip. So, you know, you'll get away, get some time together as a group.
Yeah, I think we spent a lot of time here at home now after being overseas and now back home. And we're going to get into the heavy grind of the schedule where, you know, we're going to be traveling back and then get come back home and in and out a lot. So the grind of the season will show up sooner than we think.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.